Noon in the federal court in San Francisco.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. The rowdy demonstrations that started in Los Angeles have spread to other cities, and taking no chances that things could spin out of control. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has already deployed the National Guard across his state. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down about 14 points, on the NASDAQ trading 47 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mentioned the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The Maryland Board of Public Works has unanimously approved nearly $20 million to support Hampstead's efforts to address PFAS contamination in its drinking water system. Elevated levels of forever chemicals were detected in one of the town's drinking water wells, and it had to be taken out of service. The state funding will be used for the construction of a centralized treatment facility. The total cost of the project is close to $31 million. And state police have arrested 2 people in the death of a missing Delaware child. On Wednesday evening, an Amber Alert was issued in Delaware for 3-year-old Nola Dinkins after her mother reported that she was kidnapped in Newark. On Thursday, a child's body was found in a vacant lot in Northeast Maryland, and Darian Randall was arrested and charged with first and second degree murder in her daughter's death. Investigations continue. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Some people know you can save money on car insurance by checking with Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a car load of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Tacking on runs has been an issue for Baltimore this year, but leading 3-1 in the 8th last night, it was no problem for the Birds.
Hopefully, as you said, Dave, the Orioles can tack on here.
Right center field. Tack this. Mullins up the gap off the base of the wall. Ramon's racing home. A big-time windmill from third, and Torres couldn't catch the throw.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Welcome back, said Mullins. His RBI two-bagger made it 4-1 Baltimore, and the Birds would continue to tack 6 more times in a 10-1 win, the first time the Orioles had won by 5 or more since April 16th, a fact not lost on manager Mancelino.
And we're aware of that. I mean, it's for the last month, I've been like, man, love to throw up 10 tonight, make this thing a little bit easier. I would have loved to have done that like the first few innings.
It'll be hard to tack on tonight, though. Reigning Cy Young winner Tarek Skubal takes the hill for Detroit. Dean Kramer for Baltimore at 6:35. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh called an audible yesterday. Pleased with the way things are going in week 3 of OTAs, the coach called off practice today. Meetings only. Harbaugh on how things are coming together in Owings Mills.
It's a time for reaping, I guess. You're planting. You're working on everything. You're planting seeds in everything you do. Offense, defense, special teams, individual technique, situational football, field position football, all the different things. You're just working all the time to try to plant as well as you can, as much as you can. try to do some weeding, you know, get the mistakes out as much as you can.
Obviously, he loves the land. Ravens will return to the field for mandatory minicamp next Tuesday and Wednesday. Coming up in 30 minutes, a sports talk pundit makes you wonder. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
At 11:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off mild for your Thursday morning with temperatures in the 60s. Looking toward a very warm and even hot afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s and even a few lower 90s. Also, that humidity will start kicking up a bit as well. Summer is definitely here. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
78 degrees in Bel Air, 85 in Halethorpe, and 78 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Some people do refer to it as Friday Eve, and I say some people because I actually posted that in my Instagram story this morning. So I am the some people. Now, there are other people that refer to Thursday as Friday Eve as well. If you're in the greater Baltimore area, the weather is beautiful outside, so if you can, get out there and get some sun. It's a gorgeous day. I did want to bring to you some information about what's going on now. After we learned about a drag show that occurred at one of our local schools in Baltimore County. And I have to tell you, I think many of us were shocked. I saw on social media where people were shocked. Well, we've got some updates. I'm happy to be joined this morning by Darren Badillo. He is a former GOP candidate for the Baltimore County executive spot, which, Darren, I wish you were in that spot today. Let me tell you.
I hear you, Kim, and good morning, and thank you very much for your time today.
No, I appreciate you taking a moment to join us, but yeah, I wish you were there. You know, watching what's going on with Kathy Klausmeier and the IG, and of course what we had under Baltimore County Executive Johnny O, it's just been one nightmare after another, but you have also been monitoring and on the front lines of another nightmare. If you could fill everybody in that might not have heard our conversation about a month ago.
Yeah, so about a month ago, parents in Dundalk, I wake up to 100 text messages because there was a fashion show held at Patapsco High School. It is a Center for Arts program, magnet program. And in this fashion show, there were 9 different segments, and 3 out of the 9 segments had drag shows. And at that time, the parents were very upset because they weren't notified about it. And when they found out, they thought it was very inappropriate because they found out that it was held by a teacher who has an after-school program. And in the after-school program, they do have some children that do identify as possibly trans, and they dressed in drag in the show. So they were just upset at that. We contacted the local officials. They contacted the board. And the outcome was that the program got shut down, and that was it. Well, I found an update and some more information. The update that I have is that the only thing that happened was that the after-school program got shut down. But more information that I found out was that there was some children at this drag show that previously graduated from Patapsco High School who were actually involved in the drag show. And the teacher, some are saying, wasn't dressed in drag, but after the teacher was questioned by a board member, the teacher claimed and did say that he had a bodysuit on at that show.
Wow. Wow. So this is Patapsco High School. Again, Darren Badillo is joining the show. Patapsco High School, I have to wonder, why were some of the alum, you said some of the kids that had graduated previously, why were they involved in this activity? Do you know? Or
I do not know. I believe they were part of the program. And that's what really, and when I did talk to the school board member, And they questioned Batavs Goliath School and the teacher. They, you know, that was a good question was, you know, what type of, you know, why would a child that graduated high school, what type of discipline will we put on them? Why would they have to follow any type of rules to be, and why were they even part of it? But also, you know, another good point that this school board member mentioned to me that said mentioned to the school is, you know, and I didn't get an answer for this, but there needs to be answers. Normally, when you have a after-school dance program or production, it has to be performed in front of, you know, the adults to get approval. Who approved this event? Who approved that children that recently graduated could come in our schools and dress in drag? And that is very concerning, and parents are very upset about that as well.
Well, yeah, no, I would be upset if my child was in that school. Look, I'm upset, and I have no connection to Pabst High School. Like, this is not okay. And what it sounds like, and I, of course, all I can do is assume, what it sounds like is this teacher knew that there were some kids that were of the same philosophy, I guess, and he brought them in to basically help convince the other kids that are currently students that, you know, this is okay. That, you know, this is just fine to do. That's why we're bringing back some of the other students. I mean, it sounds like they're really, it sounds like influence, in my opinion, Darren.
What, 100%. And you know, at the end of the day, I don't want to get too caught up in certain things, but the bottom line is that this drag show is highly inappropriate. And, you know, that I shared a video on Facebook, and I believe it has over 30,000 views. Hundreds of shares and comments. And what I come to find out is that Patapsco High School is an LGBTQ school, is what they're saying to me. A lot of the students that is an LGBTQ school, and that is okay. The parents that have children in that program, they feel it's okay. They feel it's okay for self-expression. And my thought wells with the parents is that it does not belong on school grounds. And I want to say one last thing.
Yeah.
Kim, you know, and it hurts my heart that a lot of kids from Patapsco are maybe trying to attack me and my family think I'm coming after them. I've been fighting for the children for 4 years here in Baltimore County. This has nothing to do with the children. I'm not coming after any child, any group, or anything like that. This is targeted to the adults. The adults at Patapsco High School let the children down. They let them think that this was okay to do, and it was not. We're leading them in the wrong direction, and this was highly inappropriate. I don't care if you have a drag show outside of school. This does not belong on school grounds, and I worry. I'm not saying that it happened, but here's the concern, that we're worried that these children are being targeted. They may be confused, and I'm not saying that they are, but they could be easy targets for prey.
Yeah. Yes, that's a very vulnerable age. Look, Darren, I'm a taxpayer in Baltimore County, okay? My property taxes go to Patapsco High School, and I know that this is inappropriate, and this is not where I want my money to go. And that's, you know, bottom line. And I saw some of the videos, you know, some of the clothing, very suggestive. You know, of course, you don't want to get to the details on that, but I just thought that that was truly shocking. And I know a lot of parents, like you said, were very confused on why that happened on school grounds. Darren, you are planning something tomorrow. If you could let everybody know what that is and how they can show up and participate.
Yeah, we need support. And I understand that this is a difficult topic. Anytime you speak out, you know, you do become a target, you know, but we have to stand up for our children. And at the end of the day, this is not to say we're against any type of group. This is just, we'll have a protest tomorrow at Patapsco High School. Very simple. We want to ban drag shows on Baltimore County school grounds. We are asking the Baltimore County School Board to introduce a policy to ban drag shows on school grounds. So I'm asking for all the parents to come out, join us in support of that. Also, on top of us wanting to have a policy in place, we want an investigation of who allowed this to happen, what type of communication, and I'm not accusing this teacher of anything, but parents want to know what type of communication this teacher had, what type of communication this teacher had with their children outside of school. Was there any communication on social media, as well as, you know, just you know, at the end of the day, just want to make sure that, and also what the teacher's talking to the kids about in school. So they want this investigation, and we want to hold them accountable.
All right. It is 6 o'clock, right? What time? Where?
Yes. Tomorrow, 6 p.m. at Patapsco High School. We're going to be there, the basketball court. I do have, there is going to be 2 counter protests. There are children and families that are out there that are going to protest. They believe that drag shows should be in school. So I think we need to show them that we don't believe in that. It's not that we don't, we're not against them. We just don't believe it should be on school grounds. So please join me in supporting the parents who disagree with it. 6 p.m., Patapsco High School, right on the sidewalk near the basketball court.
Right. And Derek, you know that I will be there as well. I really appreciate you standing on the front lines of this. I know that you would get attacked a lot for it, and we appreciate what you do.
Thank you so much, Kim. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right. See you tomorrow. Thank you, Darren. Again, that's Darren Badillo, 6 p.m. tomorrow, Patapsco High School, right there by the basketball court. And as he noted, there are going to be protesters there. So, if that's too much for you, and I can understand that, okay? I can understand that. Then I understand if you can't come out. But as a taxpayer, come on. Come on. And if you want to just, you can Google some of this stuff. Some of the pictures and the videos that came out of this so-called fashion show, I guess that's how they had to present it as a fashion show. Because there were kids, and these are kids we're talking about, dressed in a very, a sexual way. It's bizarre. It is bizarre. And I could see how many parents are upset about it. And, that moment in life, right, where you're a sophomore, junior in high school, a lot of these kids are very impressionable. A lot of them are very vulnerable. And if you ever hear some of the individuals that talk about how they regret transitioning, right, all the detransitioners that are now coming out with their stories, many of them have the same story, that there was either a teacher or a counselor or somebody they knew in high school. And it starts there, right? Then they want the hormonal pills because, they might feel like outcasts and they feel as though that's going to get them back into feeling like, everybody else. And that's how they don't feel different anymore and they feel confident. And of course, the doctors aren't saying no because we know how Big Pharma works, right? They're making money off of this. This is a sick cycle and we have to acknowledge it. And I think I've spoken on this show many times. I am not transphobic. I am not homophobic. I have friends in the LGBTQ community. And I can tell you right now, 100% of my friends do not agree with introducing this to minors under the age of 18. All of them will tell you the same thing. This should not be influenced at school. Unfortunately, that's what's happening. And as a taxpayer, yes, I will be there at 6 o'clock. I think they have me slotted to speak for 2 minutes on the mic. And I will say, as a taxpayer, this is not what I think I should be getting for my buck. We have public schools right now where kids can barely read, write, do basic math. That needs to change. We're being told that the blueprint, the Kerwin Commission, is oh so important. We have teachers out here protesting now, saying that they're not getting the raise that they were promised. And look, I don't know much about that. I do remember that they were promised a raise. Is that not the number that they were promised at the very beginning? I don't know. Possibly. But my word, if you have the teachers out there protesting, the parents, it's time to stand up. It really is. Because the more they do this, the more they take advantage of the situation, and the more you'll see bills come across the House floor in the Maryland General Assembly like we did with people wanting to put condoms in vending machines in elementary schools. It's all connected. It is a sick agenda where they target children, and Big Pharma is happy to do so. I can't stand by and watch it happen. As a taxpayer, I'm not going to pay for it. I'm not. And, it's sad that it even got to this point. I did look up the teacher that Darren Badillo was talking about. And like Darren said, he's not accusing the teacher of anything. It is very possible that this teacher feels like they have support and that, some of the kids have come forward to him. I guess he identifies as a him. I don't even know. Some people have come forward to him and possibly asked him to put it together. That could be a possibility. Maybe there were kids that graduated that are still friends with him, now that they're gone. That's a possibility. They could be all innocent in all of this. But just because it's innocent doesn't mean that it's not inappropriate. And I agree with Darren, considering all of the arrests that we've seen lately, right? Even over there at, what school was that? Where the Pikesville High School, where the the athletic director ended up putting an AI recording together of the principal, and then they found out after the fact that he was engaged in sexual activity with a minor because they had to go through his devices. And then we see all these other stories. There's teachers reaching out to students on Snapchat, and then they end up in a sexual relationship. I'm telling you right now, there are some sick people out here, man. And if we don't protect the kids, who will? Who will? All right, coming up next, let's get into this drama between Senator Rand Paul and President Donald Trump. I don't know what happened. I'm glad that you guys are still taking the poll at WCBM.com. If you haven't already, you can go take the poll. It's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And now the question is funny with all this going on. The question is, was it petty for President Trump to uninvite Rand Paul to the White House picnic? That's the question of the day. Now we got to get into why this question of the day doesn't make a ton of sense. Coming up next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Joining me in studio once again is Dr. Melissa Segev from Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden, those are the folks you want to go see. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Why is an audiologist seeing an audiologist before you purchase an over-the-counter hearing aid important?
You know, a lot of there's so much talk now with Apple coming into the market with over-the-counter hearing aids, and pretty much every other tech company has some sort of over-the-counter device because it's an industry and it's a business for them. It is more than that for us as audiologists because we use that as treatment services for patients who need our help with difficulty hearing, communicating. And then, of course, we look at the brain as we get older and make sure the brain is getting all the information it needs to stay strong. I think it's really important to see an audiologist as one. Every over-the-counter hearing aid is really proven to be effective or diagnosed for a mild to moderate loss. Mm-hmm. And I would really say more mild, because when you get moderate, you get a lot of other things that happen. But there's not a lot of technology in those devices. And, you know, what if it's not a hearing problem? I mean, we remove wax every day.
Right.
What if there's an infection? Some people have no idea that there is a growth and we can see it from the ear or determine that something needs to be looked in further. Especially if you have hearing loss in one ear and not another, you're actually contraindicated. And there's a list of kind of a history checklist that patients do themselves, but I don't really think people are doing it regularly, because a lot of people come to my office and they'll say, like, am I a candidate? And I'm always honest about that because I always want what's best for them.
Yeah.
And often after going through their history, I'm like, no, you're not a candidate, and this is why. Or your hearing loss is too severe, or you struggle in noise, or you have a $4,000 hearing aid benefit. Why would you pay out of pocket for something that's, you know, not even half as qualified for what you need as this? So I think it's really important to come in and at least get a thorough evaluation to know if you are a candidate for those devices, and then we help guide what one is best for you.
Dr. Melissa Segev, Audiology Associates. Phone number is 410-944-3100, aaiaudiology.com, online.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It was 1980-something.
All right. Again, that was Darren Badillo. And he could have been a Baltimore County executive. Unfortunately, he did not get out of the primary. And then even Pat McDonough did not beat Donnie Olszewski when he ran for re-election. I wish we had somebody else. I would have taken Jim Brochin over Donnie Olszewski. Boy, oh boy. But it is what it is. We are where we are, right? You can't go back. I did get some text messages here. Let's see. Joe in Abing said, Kim, if women put on a show in a school and dressed and acted like these drag things, it would be shut down, and I'm sure there would be consequences for all involved. Yeah, Joe, that's the double standard here. And I don't know if any of you saw the video or the pictures coming out of Patapsco High School in this drag show. I was shocked. I was shocked that they were dressed the way that they were dressed, and that it was happening at a high school, and it involved high schoolers. I mean, the whole thing was very inappropriate. For me to go on a Friday evening, okay, because I would rather be asleep or watching Lifetime eating popcorn. For me to go on a Friday evening to Patapsco High School to say a few words about this, it's very important. And the images I saw were extremely inappropriate. And I could not believe that they were minors. Couldn't believe it. could not believe it. But Joe, you're absolutely right. If it was centered around something else other than LGBT, we would have a totally different conversation about it. Let's see. Fran says, Kim, it's actually also the 250th anniversary of the Army. This is what we're saying about the parade. Fran says, I'm not saying I completely agree with this, but there is another reason for it, Fran in the county. And just so you guys know, my text line, for some reason, it is delayed often. So if I don't get your text immediately, I apologize. Alex says, hey, Kim, looks like you got two Robs who listen to your show that have Trump derangement syndrome. The military parade is a celebration for, the U.S. Army's 250th birthday. That's the primary celebration. The president said that he himself was paying for part of it with some donors. Okay, so Alex, I know that you're saying this, and I saw some people post about it. If you have the amount that he's paying, I would love to see it, because I still have not found it anywhere. How much is he paying of this? Is there a certain percentage? Is there a dollar amount? If you have the figure, please send it over or call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, because I can't find it. Alex also says, finally, the cost of the parade is the same around of a few canceled USAID contracts. I have no problem with it. Alex, some people are going to feel the same way you do about it, and that's fine. But I was under the impression that we were canceling all those things so we could then tackle the debt. I didn't think we were going to cancel the stuff with Doge and then say, all right, well, now we're going to spend it on this. That's not what I thought. That's not what I voted for. No. I thought we were going to cancel some of these things, even some of the government contracts. There's many out there that are a waste. And then we were going to just cancel it, as in the money is not going to be spent on anything. We're going to cancel it, and we're going to stop digging a hole. That's what I assumed was going to happen. I also looked online, even during the commercial break there. I looked online to see more about how much this is going to cost as far as the parade. They all say the same thing. But I still don't see a number on what, if Trump is supposed to pay for some of it, I don't see a number here. Now, most of the people writing about this, obviously, very left-leaning networks, NPR, NBC, USA Today, PBS, ABC, The Washington Post, right? So it's like, I can't even believe some of the things that they say. So if anybody has a number, that'd be great. Again, I don't think there's anything wrong with celebrating the 250th anniversary of the Army. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. What I'm looking at is the price. And I think that's what Senator Rand Paul was talking about recently as he was doing interviews pretty much everywhere, because I saw clips of him talking about this everywhere. Now, he's also not a supporter of the Big Beautiful Bill. He's been very vocal about that. And so yesterday, when we get back, we'll play the sound for you. Yesterday, he had a press conference, Senator Rand Paul, in front of the Russell Building. And it wasn't a full-on press conference. It was basically there were some reporters that were waiting outside for him. And when he stepped out, and I'll share this audio with you, he steps outside and says, I think it's extremely petty that President Trump has now disinvited me to the White House picnic. He says, Democrats are going to be there, but now even my family coming in from out of town, apparently we're not invited. We can't go. Again, this is Senator Rand Paul to the press. President Trump is now saying something completely different as of 2 hours ago.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There were 242 people on board the Air India jetliner. It crashed earlier today in a residential neighborhood in northwestern India. The London-bound flight issued a Mayday call shortly before the crash. It's not believed there were any survivors. A defiant Iran is lashing out at the UN after its atomic monitor accused Tehran of shirking its nuclear responsibility. In response, Tehran says it will commission another uranium enrichment site. Spokane, Washington, among the latest cities to see demonstrations against the enforcement of federal immigration law. Police in Spokane had to use flashbang grenades to break up crowds of protesters. On Wall Street, stocks modestly higher. The Dow is up about 19 points. The Nasdaq ahead 67. The S&P 500 index up 21 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The hottest months of the year are also the most dangerous, not just because of heat waves or storms, but because they stress the power grid to the limit. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Grid Doctor 3300 solar generator. It delivers 3,300 watts of power, enough to run fridges, freezers, power tools, and more, all without gas, noise, or fumes, using free energy from the sun. And for a limited time, when you order a Grid Doctor 3300, you'll get two free 200-watt waterproof solar panels. To claim your free panels before this offer ends, shop MyPatriotSupply.com/radio. Whether it's summer blackouts, hurricanes, or just peace of mind in uncertain times, the Grid Doctor Solar Generator has your back. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/radio, MyPatriotSupply.com/radio, and secure your Grid Doctor 3300 with two free solar panels today. MyPatriotSupply.com/radio.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be the O's and Tigers tonight at Camden Yards. Birds trying to take 2 of 3 from Detroit after last night's 10-1 win, but it won't be easy. The Tigers send reigning Cy Young Award winner Tarik Skubal to the hill, having allowed just one run in his past 23 and two-thirds innings. Skubal 6-1 on the year, a 2.16 ERA, in 13 starts over 83 and a third, 7 walks, 105 strikeouts. Wow. Dean Kramer will take the hill opposite Skubal tonight at 6:35. In Owings Mills yesterday, pass rush coach Chuck Smith at the mic, giving a full-throated endorsement of defensive coordinator Zach Orr.
Last year, a lot of people in the media were saying, well, this guy came in and helped. No, Zach Orr did it. Zach Orr, in those rooms with the coaches, he led, he made the changes in support with Coach Harbaugh, truly led the charge. I'm a witness to it, and I've been wanting to say this because, dude, it's the truth.
The Ravens' defensive turnaround last season over the last 6 weeks was historic. The Ravens went from the worst team in the league against the deep pass to the best. Much of the credit was laid at the feet of consultant Dean Pease, who came aboard midseason. And finally, if you're driving right now, I'm warning you. Look straight ahead, both hands on the wheel, brace yourself. This from Sports Talk pundit Dan Lebatard. With a long history of criticizing President Trump on his radio show, the main point of contention, the president's immigration policy.
What is happening in California, what is happening in Los Angeles, never mind the optics of it. The optics of it are horrifying enough. The reality of what is happening there with peaceful protests and what feels like state militia, rubber bulleting about just basic American freedoms because we are now going for whiter nation.
What? So that's what we're doing? Going for a whiter nation. Oh my. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Pacers are getting closer. And that is Stein on Sports. When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Get ready for a hot and humid afternoon on your Thursday. We'll see highs well into the lower 90s and humidity cranking up too. Keeping the 90s around on Friday, but more showers and thunderstorms start to roll in by Friday afternoon into the evening time. A little unsettled as we head into Father's Day weekend, but temperatures do come a little bit closer to average. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is your old water heater on its last leg? Replace it before it fails and save up to $1,600 when you choose an Energy Star certified heat pump water heater. BGE also has rebates up to $100 on other appliances. Learn more at bgesmartenergy.com.
Some people know you can save money on car insurance by checking with Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a car load of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves with Active Liver from New Nordic. Find in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or Amazon, or newnordicusa.com.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. You know, we had two guests today. Again, thank you, Daniel McBride. He is the College Young Republicans chairman in Chicago. Got some footage from the Chicago protest. Looking a little bit like Los Angeles. Not as bad, but a little bit like it. And then also we had Darren Badillo, former candidate, GOP candidate for Baltimore County Executive. And he'll be at Patapsco High School tomorrow at 6 p.m. With other protesters. And apparently there's, you know, some opposition coming. Well, there's a lot going on, but I don't think drag queens and drag shows should be a part of any high school, even if it's, you know, an after-school program. It's, yeah, that crosses a line. It just crosses a line. We were talking about the parade. Like I said, I don't think it's a problem that we're having a parade. I just want to make sure you guys are all, that if you're going, to be safe down there. I know they're going to put an extra, from my understanding, there's going to be more of a police presence. Because of all the protests going on across the country, they are expecting something to happen there in D.C. for the parade. I've got Tim in Dundalk. Tim, did you want to weigh in on the money spent on the parade?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm all for it. You know, we're talking about the military, 250 years of the military putting their life on the line for us, for our freedom. You know, and it's pretty rich that people are complaining about spending money on our military and a parade to celebrate them when, you know, the Obama had parties for 4 years at the White House on Wednesday night. What was he celebrating? What was Joe Biden celebrating at the White House when he had drag queens exposing themselves? I mean, you wonder why there's drag queens popping up in public schools? There you go. The president made a great example. Okay, so you know, people ought to just think about it before they start running their mouth and saying, we're spending this money on this, and we're spending that money on that. At least we're doing it in celebration of something that means something, represents our country, and the people that, like I said, that put their lives on the line for 250 years. Think of that. You know, that's what I got to say.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tim. I appreciate you. I'm sure there's many people that feel the same way. Hope you have a great weekend. I just personally, for me, I'd rather hand the check to the military. I don't. I'm not saying, like, you know, you guys know how I feel about even just first responders, our veterans, those that make the sacrifice. You know how I feel about our military members, but at the same time, you know, I have no problem celebrating them either. But if we're going to write a $45 million check, and again, I, you know, like the texter said, it could be sponsored by some. Trump could be paying for some of it. I just haven't seen those reports because, of course, you know, the mainstream media, they're not going to write about that. So that's why I said, if you have the figures, please let me know what that is. But, you know, I would rather just write the check to the Army, you know, whatever you need to do whatever it is that you have to do, whether it's for training, whether it's for recruitment. You know, I would definitely have no problem with that. To march down the street in D.C., some people probably feel like our last caller. Like, it's, you know, it's a celebration that has to be had. And I'm not going to argue with you about it. I don't, you know, the only reason we're talking about it is because it's happening this weekend. And I'm hoping that it doesn't get violent because you're going to have all these protesters showing up acting like fools. I got Dave in Baltimore. Dave, you wanted to weigh in on the parade?
Yeah, Kim. Good show as usual. I just want to remind the listeners that may not agree with this parade that every single year, General Services puts on an amazing air show at Andrews Air Force Base and all around the country. So, again, this is media-driven because they just can't stand Mr. Trump. So I say go for it. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah. Are you going down there, Dave?
I will not. I'm working, but I will be encouraged by any kind of video I see of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We'll be sharing it. I'll be sharing stuff
get
too.
Over it. We're Americans. Really. Just get over it, people.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Dave, thank a lot you. Of people feel the same way you do. Dave, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you. Look, again, I see nothing wrong with it. Am I going to share the videos? I'm sure. I know lots of people that are going. But just make sure, like I said, you have your head on a swivel because there are going to be some bad actors down there. And I don't want anything to happen. I really don't. And luckily, we've got, you know, we can beef up the police presence. And from my understanding, the recruitment's going well, even when it comes to the military, now that you've got Pete Hegseth and President Trump in office. So those are all great things to celebrate as well. All right, let's get into this real quick, shall we? So here was Senator Rand Paul yesterday standing outside the Russell Building. And I saw this and I made it the question of the day because I thought, well, this is kind of strange. It's very strange. And I said to myself, I don't agree with President Trump on this one. Take a listen.
Yeah, it's kind of a great time of the year in the summer. My family comes up. My son and daughter-in-law and grandson are coming up because we were going to the White House picnic, but I've just been told that I've been uninvited from the picnic. I think I'm the first senator in the history of the United States to be uninvited to the White House picnic. The White House is owned by the taxpayers. We all are members of it. Every Democrat will be invited. Every Republican will be invited, but I will be the only one disallowed to come on the grounds of the White House. I just find this incredibly petty. I mean, I have been, I think, nothing but polite to the president. I have been an intellectual opponent, a public policy opponent, and he's chosen now to uninvite me from the picnic and to say my grandson can't come to the picnic. I just the level of immaturity is beyond words. I've been here long enough that if anybody has ever followed me, I've been a critic of Obama. I've been a critic of Biden. I've been a critic of the previous Trump, but always in a, I think, a reasonable fashion along policy. And so they've decided they wanted to declare war on my family and exclude us from the White House. And I just think it's incredibly petty. And I hope someone will ask them some questions about how they've decided to sink to this depth.
What was the explanation given to you?
No explanation. We're just not welcome.
Okay, so that was Senator Rand Paul just yesterday in D.C., like I said, right in front of the Russell Building, okay? And there were some people out there that were ready to ask questions, and he talked about how he was uninvited to the White House picnic. And it, of course, I was shocked, because it's like, it's Rand Paul for crying out loud, you know what I mean? So the question of the day at WCBM.com, which I love the fact that some of you took part in this poll, the question is, was it petty for Trump to uninvite Rand Paul to the picnic? 62% of you say yes, 29% of you say no, and 9% of you said that you were unsure. Well, I was part of the yes. I was like, well, wait a minute. If Trump uninvited Senator Rand Paul because he was critical about the Big Beautiful Bill and about the parade, then yes, that qualifies as petty. That absolutely qualifies as petty. Do you know how many people will be at this picnic? This is what I was saying to Jonathan, our marketing manager. I was like, they wouldn't even see each other at this freaking picnic. Why on earth would you want to invite him? Well, now I have all these questions. Because if as 2 hours ago, President Trump posted this on Truth Social. Take a listen. He says, of course, Senator Rand Paul and his beautiful wife and family are invited to the big White House party tonight. He's the toughest vote in the history of the U.S. Senate, but why wouldn't he be? Trump says, besides, it gives me more time to get his vote on the great Big Beautiful Bill, one of the greatest and most important pieces of legislation ever put before our senators and congressmen and women, and it will help to make America great again. I look forward to seeing Rand Paul at the party. The party's going to be a good one. This is President Trump on Truth Social at 9 a.m. this morning. Here, now I have all these questions. Who told Senator Rand Paul he wasn't invited? I need Senator Rand Paul to do a follow-up. Who said this? So 20 minutes ago, Senator Rand Paul gets on his X account. Here's what he says. He says, this is a promising sign of good things to come. And if there's one thing Donald Trump and I agree on, is that is my wife is beautiful. That's all he wrote. I would love to know who called him and told him he was uninvited. Because I'm telling you, that clip that I played for you with Senator Rand Paul, that was just a piece of it. He went on for 7 minutes about how upset his nephew was at the fact that he was not going to be able to go to the big White House picnic. I'm telling you, he went on and on and on. It sounded like the kid was crying. I was like, wait a minute. What? There's no way that he was uninvited. What? That is petty. That's what I thought. So now we got to get the scoop. I hope somebody gives us the scoop because, you know, Senator Rand Paul, you know, it sounds like you were never uninvited. And if you have a name to put forth and to let us know, I would love to know who told him this. I'm wondering if it's a close confidant of President Trump's. I don't know, but it is very confusing. So anyways, that was the question of the day because that's what I saw. And according to President Trump, as of 9 a.m. this morning, that is not the case. He is absolutely invited to the White House picnic. Well, I'm glad that problem was solved. Hopefully his nephew feels better. Because I was on the side with the nephew. I was like, this poor kid. Probably told all his friends. I'm going to the White House. I'm going to the big picnic party, right? You know what I mean? I felt bad for the kid. And here it's, you know, a big misunderstanding. Speaking of big misunderstanding, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Kim Kardashian, we're talking about all these celebrities. Even yesterday, we talked about Jodie Sweetin. Remember, she was the middle child, the blonde, Stephanie on Full House. I guess they were all blonde, huh? Now that I think about it, all the girls were blonde. Well, anyway, she was the middle child. She played Stephanie Tanner, and she was actually at the L.A. protest getting tossed by cops. Jodie Sweetin's her real name. Kim Kardashian has now gotten involved, and she has taken the side of the illegal immigrants. Kim Kardashian made a post saying that she was disappointed with ICE and the fact that they were rounding people up. See, this is another piece of it. And this is a girl that supposedly just got a law, you know, that just passed the bar. There are so many different spins to this story, right, that I think the Democrats are gaining a little bit of traction. And I say this only because there seems to be a lot of people buying the lies. So if you look at Kim Kardashian's statement on this, she mentions rounding kids up at school or rounding people up as they're going about their daily business. And that's not what's happening, right? That's not what's happening. You know, ICE isn't going around checking IDs at Safeway. You know what I mean? So now it's getting very confusing. And I think some people are, in fact, buying the spin. They're buying the lies because it's being told by so many. And so now you've got these protests going. And it gets the eyes of Kim Kardashian, and this was in the New York Post, if you want to take a look at it. And she's going off about it. You've got Trisha McLaughlin. She used to be with Vivek Ramaswamy on his presidential campaign, but now she's with the Trump administration. She actually responds to Kim Kardashian and says, "Sweetheart, you should give me a call. You have this all wrong." And then also on top of this, Kim Kardashian is getting torched on her social media accounts, because they're accusing her of voting for President Trump this last election cycle. so the mob, they're saying, well, you voted for this, Kim, you know? And what a mess. This is, you know what, it really is a nightmare. This is why I chose to be kind when I responded to Simone Biles and her apology to Riley Gaines. I think there's so much going on, you know, it's like we're in the middle of the storm. And the story, everything that's coming out is getting very confusing. Very, very confusing. And now you've got all these spins coming from different directions. And it's just, it's not healthy and it's not productive. Now, again, Senator Rand Paul, if he was never uninvited, I would love to know who told him that he was. Who was it? I wish he would drop a name. It's just getting really strange. I don't know about you guys, but it's weird and it's hard to follow at this point. And now, even like I said earlier, we're going to talk about Air India tomorrow for sure. But even right now, if you go on X right now and you're trying to find out anything about this plane crash, you've got six different stories with six different narratives. And maybe this is what happens when you have so many people that are just, you know, piling on online that don't have, you know, that aren't doing the research or the actual journalism in some of this. And I think that's why there's getting a lot of wires crossed. I don't know. But, you know, not everybody can be the member of the press. I don't even call myself a member of the press, right? I'm just here giving you my opinion and listening to you on a talk show. I'm not a journalist. I'm not a reporter. I don't have a degree in journalism. And I would never pretend to do so. You know, we're chatting and giving our opinions on current events here. I've got Leonard in Silver Spring. Hey, Leonard. I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kim. It's great to talk to you again.
Yeah.
So listen, the problem is this, Kim, and it's, I think it goes past a lot of your MAGA supporting listeners, is that, you know, I don't think there's anybody in the U.S., even though those are on the progressive side of the House, that want to have illegal criminals, illegal aliens who are criminals to be in the United States. But the problem is this. these guys with the enforcement of the Duke quota are going after low-hanging fruit. They're going after people who actually live in communities and go about minding their own business who aren't criminals. They're going in. They've been given authorization by the Trump administration to go into churches, to go into schools, degrading small businesses. So they're sending the message that they want to send, that we are, that we're going to come and get you if you're an illegal alien. And secondarily, the message is, if you protest the government, we're going to include you in our authoritarian, heavy-handed way of enforcing the law. Americans don't mind the law being enforced. We don't like jackbooted thugs wearing masks enforcing the law.
All right, let me ask you a question here, Leonard. Where sure. have you seen ICE going into a school or a church?
Okay, so I saw a video actually just last night. I don't know. I have to validate whether it's true or not. Where ICE was in a church parking lot trying to get folks.
See, and
There's a rumor today that ICE is at one of the schools in Prince George's County. I haven't been able to validate that yet.
So this is what I was just talking about.
Those things have the potential of happening. That's why people believe it.
Well, this is what I'm talking about, Leonard.
Has said that we will do this.
This is what I'm talking about, Leonard. I have not seen anything like that. I'm not saying that you haven't seen anything like that. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of people putting stuff out there that just isn't true. I think that they are people that really want ICE to look like this monster or the boogeyman. You know what I mean? I have not seen where they've gone into churches or schools.
I will not be surprised if it happens.
See, but
this administration, you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. You give them a foot, they'll take 10 miles. This administration has no concept of restraint, and they will. I guarantee you today, I'm going to say it right now, mark it down, there will be a raid of a elementary school or a church in the near future.
Well, Leonard, I hope you have a great weekend. I don't agree with you on this, but I do hope you have a great weekend.
I hope I'm wrong. Seriously, I really do. This is a bad way. This is a bad path in which America is going. And the military parade and the authoritarian way that Trump has done everything thus far, it's a bad pretense. And if you guys really care about the Constitution and freedom, you need to be pushing back on this guy. This guy is bad for America.
All right. Thank you, Leonard. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great weekend. And I think this is what I was just talking about. This is the spin in which they're creating. We'll discuss when we get back.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Realestate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Goodfeet store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. or just stop by the store nearest you.
The Rob Carson Show.
People in Congress are doing this. The mayor is doing this. There are federal officials who are fomenting this, and they must be held accountable for the rhetoric that is causing yet another riot on top of the riots at Tesla dealerships, on top of 2020. The Democrat Party is sick, mentally ill Marxists, and they don't care if people get hurt. They're praying for it.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. So when it comes to ICE, let me just give my quick opinion here. And I see some of you weighing in on the text line saying that you voted for this. And I did, too. I don't think that this is a, you know, mob kind of situation. I think that there are illegal immigrants in this country, whether they overstayed work visas or student visas or whether they've committed crimes or what have you. We did vote for them to be deported. And that's just that. Okay, and I understand, Leonard, you have your opinion, and some people that listen to the show might have the same opinion as you. I'm sorry, but I don't have any sympathy at this point. We left the border wide open under President Joe Biden. We have no idea who's here. We've got all these criminals and child rapists being, rounded up and arrested. And, you know, to say that President Trump has created all this chaos, I've never seen national security go to basically, you know, the ground floor where we have zero, like I did under President Joe Biden. I think he screwed us big time. I think we do have terrorists right here in this country that should not be here because we left the back door wide open. And I can't get past that. And I'm glad that President Trump and ICE is rounding these people up. I did want to just note the WNBA viewership is down 50% since Caitlin Clark is out with an injury. Turns out Angel Reese was wrong about her popularity because they're not really coming to see Angel Reese.
Nobody's bigger than the group.
Y'all ain't stupid. I'm the one selling the records. They coming to see me.
They coming to see the Temptations.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. You wish you could work it the way I do. But you can't. Because there is only one David Ruffin.
There ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. It goes out to Angel Reese. She was fighting back and forth online. Oh, man, she was killing me. She said that she was very popular and viewership is up for the WNBA because of her, not because of Caitlin Clark. Well, turns out that was not true. So sorry I had to do that. That was a Temptations, by the way. And I didn't actually get to see that movie, but I've seen that clip so many times. I thought it fit very well there. Very well. All right, tomorrow we still have a lot to talk about, a lot going on Capitol Hill, some bill signings right now happening with President Trump. We'll discuss those tomorrow. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show, and I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m. I can't wait.
Spring is here, and so is your $69 AC checkup from Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years